Once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. Remember, folks, this program is about turning your obstacles into opportunities, your problems into solutions, and making your dreams come true. We do that every week here. We have amazing guests on our program. There's still time to call in at 888-GO-FOR-IT. Today we're talking about reincarnation. We're talking about loss, grief, love, hypnosis, changing our behavior, being in the now. All of those things that sort of integrate past, present, and future lives. My guest is Stephanie Risley, who is a certified hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression and future progression. And she helps people change their self-sabotaging behaviors. Her new book is Love from Both Sides, where she describes an astonishing phenomenon, the return of the love of her life from the other side. When her husband passes away, she's in deep grief, but he comes back to her emotionally and physically, which is pretty amazing. And she helps people change their behaviors. Welcome back, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk about how you help people lose weight through hypnosis.
Well, what I do is, because of my background, I sit down with a prospective client and I spend an hour explaining how their brains work. And I essentially download about 1,500 pages into their brain, doing that by asking them questions. And I essentially use Martin Seligman's work and cognitive behavior modification, and I explain that their brain, that diet is a four-letter word. I'm not going to put you on a diet to help you lose weight because that hasn't worked for you before. What I'm going to do is reframe your thinking so that instead of it being everything being about I can't have this, I can't have that, because that triggers a lot of anxiety in people, and it brings up a whole it just brings up a whole lot of things, because people's intention to have a healthy, beautiful, vibrant body is on one side. And yet, because of some subconscious, unconscious behaviors, they keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, mm-hmm. and being frustrated. So what, over time, I help them to do is bring the sabotaging behaviors that they're doing up to the conscious level so that they can look at them. And then over time, not overnight, I get those behaviors slowly in line with the intention to become the happiest, the healthiest person that they can be. And I do this by using many, many techniques. And it's very specific because it has to be, because people are very specific. Everybody's got different situations. So I literally, after explaining a brain to somebody, I say, okay, so now are you ready to begin? And they have to be ready to begin. If you don't want to lose weight, I can't help you. You know, if you really do want to lose weight, then I can give you techniques. So then after that, I take what I've told them, and I turn it into a script, and I put headphones on them. I put headphones on me. I put glasses to put people into theta on. They're these mind glasses. And then I make a CD for them so that they can take the CD home and begin to hypnotize themselves.
Because, all right, Stephanie, talk about some of the results you've had with clients you've done this with.
Well, I've helped people lose 80 pounds, 70 pounds.
Does this mean that they just start losing it naturally? They don't eat as much naturally? They don't try as hard? It just, their natural behavior falls in?
You cannot lose weight. All right, as I said, if it will take an hour if I actually explain the whole thing. But you have to start with health. This is all about health. So I have to more or less hypnotize people into fueling their bodies well. there are 120 trillion thinking, listening cells in this amazing body of ours, of all of ours. And each and every cell needs nutrients. If you're fueling your body with fast foods and trans fats and all of those kind of things, you're always going to be hungry. You have to start with nourishing your body well. Another aspect, and that I explain to people, is that you can never let yourself be hungry, because we are of a species that has marched for the last 40,000 years in order to become us Homo sapiens. And most of that march, we died out because we were following the herds and they were faster than we were. So In order to lose weight successfully, the people who survived have what is called the famine response. Most of us died out because of famine. So In order to lose weight, you have to begin to love who you are enough to say when you are hungry to stop, and instead of overriding it, saying, I'm not hungry, I'll be on a diet, and then you get to the next meal and you overeat. So you have to stop and be very calm and go, what does my body want? And it usually wants protein, and if you get protein into your body, and I hypnotize people into eating green leafy vegetables, because that's where you're going to get most of the nutrients, most of the trace elements. It doesn't matter how many vitamins you take. Nobody knows what the body actually uses to do all the functions. I mean, nobody knows how the liver works, for instance. Yeah. No, so it's like you have to look at, everybody is different. Everybody has a different DNA.
Well, and what you're really saying, I mean, what I'm hearing is that so much of this has to do with the mind.
It all has to do with the mind. I literally, the trick is, Patricia, is I get people to ultimately eat for their brains. Because I'm 61 years old. I stand 5'8". I weigh 135. I do yoga every day. I've hypnotized myself to walk every day, and I do this work. I love this work because at 16 or 17, when I was 15, somebody tried to rape me, and I gained 50 pounds. And I kept that 50 pounds on me for so long. I read Fat as a Feminist Issue. I went on every diet there was. And I would
But until you were ready to make the change, until your brain was ready to make that change and see it, you didn't.
Well, I figured it out because my background was from the Neuropsychiatric Institute,
right.
Because I had this background, and because I do nothing but read brain books.
All right, now, we have just about a minute or two left. What would you like to leave our listeners with today? Now, we covered a lot. We talked about love from both sides, where you actually communicated with your husband who has passed. We've talked about hypnotherapy. We've talked about past life regression. What do you want to leave our listeners with about enriching their lives and making their lives work for them and making their dreams come true? What's your message, Stephanie?
Well, I would love people to go and buy my book. It's at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. But it's just appreciating, as you say, the challenges of the moment. The obstacles, really, if you look at them like challenges, they become fun. We are all spirits here. And when we get to the end of our life, you can't be proud of yourself unless you overcome the obstacles. Everybody has a screenplay inside of them. And we have to be the heroes of our own life. And you've got to be proud of yourself. I mean, that's the thing. You've got to do things that, I mean, people talk about self-esteem, but if you're not going out and doing things that make you proud of yourself, you can't have that self-esteem. So in order to build that, you have to love who you are and do things that support who you are. And mostly, we're all looking for love, but you have the ability to love other people. And when I'm depressed, I think about my clients, and I love my clients.
Okay.
So
we can go on. It was so wonderful to have you on, but we're going to have to come to close. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for coming on this program today and sharing your personal story and how you help others make a difference in their lives. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stephanie Risley, certified hypnotherapist, specializing in past life regression. She and also self-sabotaging behaviors. Her book is Love from Both Sides, and her website is Stephanie Risley, RISELEY.com. Remember, folks, as I always say at the end of each show, write to me, patricia@raskinresources.com or patricia@patriciaraskin.com. Send me your positive stories. I always close with, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next week, for Positive Living, I'm Patricia Raskin. Have a great Monday and a great week.